Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tyler Norvell talking Cattlemen's Congress. We're back with Tyler in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the holidays have arrived, and I know the Beef Checkoff is right on top of things. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We call it Jewelog 2.0. So there's going to be extensive efforts around the holidays to promote beef. The Beef Checkoff through Beef It's What's For Dinner brand is helping consumers navigate how to make that perfect holiday meal through fully integrated digital and social media efforts. We'll have new versions of the Beef Jewelog videos that will be shared across digital and social media platforms, and that people can use as Zoom meeting backgrounds if they're having to celebrate holidays virtually. There will be an updated holiday landing page on beefitswhatsfordinner.com. As a one-stop shop for all beef holiday cooking needs, we'll be doing the same thing on our website. NCBA, as national contractor of the Beef Checkoff, will also be working with partners to run e-commerce campaigns, working to increase beef sales.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. COVID concerns in Denver meant that the National Western Stock Show canceled for 2021. Oklahoma City saw opportunity, and they've established the Cattlemen's Congress coming January. Tyler Norvell on the board of the first ever Cattlemen's Congress.
Yeah, we're drinking from a fire hose. That's what I tell everybody, getting ready for this thing. And we're just a couple of weeks away. Entries have been really, really solid. Folks at the State Fair have been great to work with, all the breed associations. And so we're excited about what the rest of the month brings, and really looking forward to those first 2.5 weeks in January.
Now, you got a lot of cattle coming in, and a lot of different breeds are going to be represented at the state fairgrounds.
Yeah, well over a dozen different breeds. All of them are having their national shows here for the most part. Now, that's what's so fun and unique about this for our OYE staff. It's an opportunity to work with a whole new group of people. You know, it's similar in a lot of ways from a 4-H and FFA show, but yet it's really different too. And there's so many of the breeds that are coming in particular their members and the ranches that make up those breeds. This is a huge part of their livelihood moving forward for 2021 and commerce for their industry and their breed and their particular ranches. So, you know, trying to accommodate those people, making sure they have the opportunities they need to market their livestock is really at the forefront for us.
I know, looking at the list of sales and special events, you know, all the breeds have got, you know, more than one of those kind of events.
Absolutely. Every single breed is having a junior and an open show, and every single breed has some sort of sale to sell seed stock livestock here on the fairgrounds during the event. And then there's several sales that are going to be at the stockyards, that are going to be at Remington Park, at the Cowboy Hall of Fame, that aren't involved. I mean, that are involved with us, but we don't have direct input over. But we're excited about those as well.
So back us up and tell, you know, the whole thing, of course, got started when the decision was made in Denver regarding their show. I know several cities expressed, you know, at least kind of sniffed around the idea of doing this.
Yes, and still remember the day it canceled. My phone rang, and it was Bob Funk calling, and I wasn't able to answer because I was in a meeting, and Gerald Callahan called him back, and they said, hey, we think we need to put on the Denver Stock Show here in Oklahoma City. And I thought, man, that might be hard to pull off. We got to first see if the fairgrounds are even available, and they were. And that was the first step. And then we called leaders with the state and reached out to some with the city, and they said, well, they're having horse shows safely. If you can follow CDC guidelines, we're not going to tell you no. And we know how supportive, in particular, our governor and Blaine Arthur have been of any ag event, mm-hmm. if it's done with the right health requirements and social distancing, and we assured them we could do that. And so we've just continued to move forward, and, you know, all the stars have aligned throughout this, which let me know we were supposed to do it. Now, when we officially pulled the trigger and brought all the breeds in here in October, I told them I felt like the dog that had finally caught the truck and didn't know what to do now. but it's worked out well. We've brought on Aaron Dorsey, who used to work at the National Western, to help run that show, to contract with us just for Cattlemen's Congress. And then, of course, my staff has stepped up, and we've assured people that we are comfortable and know that we can pull off OYE 7 weeks later after it concludes. And we're hiring a lot of extra help to help with this event. But what's nice, Ron, what's different, that's going to be different with Cattlemen's Congress versus OYE, is OYE and our staff's in charge of getting people in and providing the framework, but we don't have to run them, the individual shows. The breeds do that. So that alleviates a lot of pressure off us, that the breeds come and run them. Where at OYE, we're running everything and doing everything. So it's a different framework. And, you know, we were excited that the Oklahoma City Council on November 14th voted to make us a quality event, because it's a national event that can compete for dollars. And so that opens up a whole nother group of incentives to have a show because it's a national presence. So we feel awesome about OYE in March and feel extremely good about Cattlemen's Congress in January.
Tyler Norvell talking Cattlemen's Congress coming January 2021. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.